Janelle Monáe's album, The Arc Android, is one of the major critical success stories of 2010. Nominated for Grammys, at the top of many critics' lists, the album tells the story of Cindy Mayweather, who was the heroine of Janelle Monáe's debut album, Metropolis. She has been set to free the citizens of that city from the Great Divide, a secret society using time travel to suppress freedom and love through the ages. On the new album, Cindy Mayweather realizes that she is indeed the Arc Android. Wow. Sounds like a movie. In fact, Janelle Monáe calls her albums, produced with the Wonderland Art Society and rapper Big Boy, Emotion Pictures. We'll talk with Janelle after this medley of songs played live that begin the album, The Arc Android.
Cyborg, Android, D-Boy, Decoy,
Water,
Wisdom, Typo.
All these dreams are forever.
Stronghold,
hardness,
if
ice
you
cold, leave now or
never. Mastery, Sola, Battery.
Some will pull the gun because they want to be stars. Snatching up your life into the blink of an eye. And if you see a corner on the street walking by, keep on running for your life because only one will survive. Walls in the streets and listen eye for an eye. Running for your life or you can dance, you can die. She's breaking in the sail like she's the last MRI. It's a stick up, and I pick up, pick up. Tell a lie to put your face on fire. Run until your friends that never dream, never win. Ghetto people crying to the street full of zombies. Kids are killing kids and then the kids join the army. Rising up awake and gets a hick of the sun. Marching to the war, to the kick of the drum. The wise are simians, they got the bombs and the guns. So you might as well keep dancing if you're not gonna run.
Yeah.
playing live in the Cafe studio today, Janelle Monae, and I have to emphasize playing live because, wow, that is how the beginning of Suite 2, the beginning of the Arc Android album begins, and that just sounds fantastic. Well, you know, I've been having a little trouble describing this whole project to people, to tell you the truth. People, I say, you got to hear this Janelle Monae album, and they say, what's it like? And I've heard people say the female outcast. And to me, it goes back to like the first time I heard All in All by Earth, Wind, and Fire or something with this, these amazing suites of music and how they all came together. You've called it, what, an emotion picture?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, tell me how you mean that.
Sure. It's a very transformative experience if you listen to it from the beginning to the end. That's what I would suggest. But if you don't, we've crafted songs that individually we feel that can stand on their own. But we have various movie trailers, and you know, this is a really big conceptual album. We have movie trailers and posters, and we were really, really inspired by the film industry when we were creating the album. So it's intended to evoke emotions, and it's like a motion picture combined. So what better words than emotion picture?
Well, Metropolis, the first EP, the first suite was Metropolis, and this continues that theme here on this. That starts with the Fritz Lang film. In fact, you visually, if you look at the cover when you check this out, you kind of echo that a little bit. So science fiction was important for you as growing up, as a kid?
I don't know growing up if I actually knew what science fiction was. I didn't get into science fiction until, you know, I decided that I was going to create an album.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just naturally drawn to, you know, writers like Alfred Hitchcock, James Cameron, or Octavia Butler and whatnot. I do enjoy science fiction. Not all science fiction, but I do enjoy really great science fiction that makes you think and deals with the other and another world that we cannot verify exists. And I love thinking about the future. I love being, you know, kind of in the forefront of it.
Well, talking about your story, I'm not talking about Cindy Mayweather's story, which begins in 2719. She's the character in this. But your story, beginning in Kansas City, you were making music in high school, and then how you ended up in New York City, and you were doing what there?
I wasn't creating music myself growing up. Oh, I did have a side band called The Weirdos.
Mm-hmm. What'd they play?
I don't remember, actually. I don't have any category for what it was, but we were definitely making political statements in the Republican state that we lived in, which was Kansas. And I just was heavily involved in musical theater. I was a musical theater student since I can remember. I mean, I'm an international thespian, you know, in plays such as Cinderella, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cinderella, The Wiz, James and the Giant Peach. I also was a young playwright at the Young Playwrights Roundtable at the Coterie Theater in Kansas City, Missouri. So I would travel there every week, and I would write, you know, a musical, and you know, I would share it with, you know, the rest of our students at the roundtable. So I was always stretching my mind from a writer's standpoint, and just the world of musical theater, you know, and I'm doing that now. I'm continuing that, but I'm just writing it. I went to school at the American Musical and Dramatics Academy for musical theater because I was really, really serious about being on Broadway. And I still love Broadway, but I want to create my own musical and put that on Broadway.
Now, how did you decide to move to Atlanta and maybe catch us up with these people you've been hooked up with, the Wonderland Arts Society?
I don't have a special reason for moving to Atlanta. I think it was just planned. I don't know why I moved to Atlanta, actually. But when I got there, I did meet a lot of really, 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 really just brave spirits. And it was a eureka moment when I met Nate Rocket Wonder and Chuck Lightning, who are the producers on this particular album and Metropolis. So he's pretty much everything you've heard from me. We've been working together since I decided that I wanted to answer, you know, my purpose. And we formed the Wonderland Art Society, our own recording label, because we wanted to speak directly to the people, and we did not want to continue to have these meetings with these major labels and execs who we feel or felt at the time were just totally out of touch with what the people were into, what the pulse of the underground was listening to, and where music was headed. So as soon as we started our label, we put out our independent project, Metropolis Suite 104 The Chase, and
that did pretty well. And this is out on Bad Boy, the Android.
It's a partnership. Right. It's a very unique partnership. It is.
Were you wary about that? Having been your own boss in the past?
No. I knew that once I started my label, I was not going to, you know, be that artist, you know, signed directly to a label. I have a very strong support system in the Wonderland Art Society. You know, we're thrivals, individuals who won't allow race or gender to be the barrier between us reaching our goals. We won't play the victim. And we want to help preserve, you know, art. You know, there are performance artists in the Wonderland Art Society, to visual artists, to, you name it, screenwriters, graphic novelists, you name it. And we're all putting our minds and our heads together to create something solid.
I should mention that Nate Rocket is doing the mix today.
Yeah.
For us.
We all have more than one little talent that we do.
Well, let's talk about androids. You seem fascinated by them. Where's that
come? I am.
Yeah.
I am intrigued. I was reading Ray Kurzweil's The Singularity is Near. And Ray Kurzweil is a futurist, for those, you know, who may not know. But he proposes the idea of the singularity, that in, 2029, the Turing test, which will evaluate the machine, the computer's mind, he's saying that when the singularity will happen, when Android's brain will have mapped out that of a human's, and their information will surpass that of our information, and we won't be able to differentiate between an Android calling us and singing or saying happy birthday from a human. And so I think it's really, I actually do believe it, because of the rapid speed of technology. Every 2 years, nanotechnology is getting smaller and faster. So by then, I think that we will have progressed in the area of you know, having androids living in the world and taking over, you know, not taking over, but just being integrated into our society. And I always pose the question, are we going to fear the android? Are we going to treat the android like the other? Are we going to try to repeat history and enslave the android, or, you know, act more superior than? And I think it's something for us to think about.
Yeah, you see, that scares me. But you feel good about it.
Yeah, I don't have anything to be afraid of. You know, yeah. I don't look at myself or my race better than the next. You know, I think evolution is happening and things are evolving. And to me, that's just the way the world is and is headed. And the android just represents a new form of the other, you know.
So the future presented by the Arc Android and this whole Metropolis is more of a utopia than a dystopia, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this music and what I'm about is about uniting. You know, I'm not interested in catering to just a red state or a blue state, but I want to create a purple state. I want to bring those colors together and create something special and magical, a world where everybody can be appreciated and celebrated for their differences.
Well, maybe we should help people along the cliff notes of the story of Metropolis and Cindy Mayweather and tell me the story.
Yes, yeah, sure. Cindy, is my muse. She is just a brave soul. She is an Arc Android, the Arc Android, one of her kind. The Arc Android represents something very similar to the Archangel in the Bible, or Neo from The Matrix, the Chosen One, to bring us together, to bring, together the oppressed and the oppressor, the haves and the have-nots. The quote that inspires this whole album was by Fritz Lang, and it's something that Cindy lives by. And it says, the mediator between the mind and the hands is the heart. Mm. And Cindy is the heart, and this music is the heart. It's the one thing that brings and bridges us together.
Well, it's interesting that you got Suite 2 and 3 on the Arc Android album. Has Suite 4 been written? Has it been
worked? I cannot disclose that information. But I'm extremely excited about Suite 4. I mean, extremely excited about Suite 4. But, you know, right now we are definitely focused on Suites 2 and 3, and we're creating the world on stage.
Well, the first EP in the Metropolis series, the first Suite, got nominated for a Grammy, and Tightrope got nominated for VMA.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, the most choreographed song. You know, I remember working on that and, you know, just having fun. You know, it wasn't, I told everyone the day of the video, just if you remember, you remember, but do your best individual dance moves and just stay funky. And that's what came out of that.
So, think you can do a version of Tightrope for us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It sounds fun. Let's hit it, guys.
Cool.
Keep kicking, bogey on the scene.
Tightrope. Appropriately finishing up our session today. Janelle Monae, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Janelle Monae, our guest here in the World Cafe.